Hey there, World of Podcast listeners. Thank you so much for leaning into the Mark 820s and Talks podcast. My name is Daryl. I am the producer and the host of the Mark 827 Talks podcast. And I am really glad that you leaned in to listen to this episode today. Today is kind of a nuanced episode recording because I'm going to introduce a new series to the Mark 827 Talks podcast. The Mark 827 Talks podcast is a serial podcast, meaning that the podcast publication consists of multiple series. The Mark 827 Talks podcast publishes the Gospel Talk series, the Growth Talk series, the Church Talk series, and the Coach Talk series. If you have not had the opportunity to avail yourself of the value that those different series will add to your life, to your ministry, and to your profession, I definitely encourage you to go back into the library of the Mark 827 Talks podcast and take a listen at these series that are currently published there. So today I want to introduce a series that I've wanted to introduce for quite some time, and I just had to engage in more prayer and exploration and research and learning around the topic before I was sure that it was something that I needed to make one of my endeavors. And that is the Mark 827 Talks News Talk series. So today I'm going to introduce to us the News Talk series. And I'm going to start it out with this episode that is entitled Godly Government. Now, today's episode is merely an introductory episode, so we're not going to go real deep into the information that we will be talking about over the next several episodes, but we're going to kind of paint a picture of what the next 4 to 5 episodes is going to be titled, what we're going to talk about, and the message that is going to be the final and the ultimate, the culminating message for this series of episodes. So I am very excited about this series because I do find myself quite interested in government affairs and in politics, that is global news and national news. This series is going to focus on global political type news or global business type news or global social and cultural news, news that is made around societal issues and cultural issues. It's going to be more of a commentary or a re-commentary on existing documentaries of current events. So I'm going to start that out with this episode, which is going to be the introductory episode of Godly Government. I have selected what can be a very challenging theological study in the Bible around government and what our responses should be to government. And it's, I think, so timely because here in the United States of America, we have a current administration that is really causing some challenges amongst the United States citizenry and is really kind of executing what they're doing from the White House in many times what is clearly illegal and or immoral, definitely many times not considering the quality of life in an equal fashion amongst the people who make up the United States of America. So we're having quite a challenging time in this society currently that has been initiated by the current administration because of obviously enough of the electorate who decided that this type of government would be good for our society. They decided that for impure, I think, immoral reasons, such as racism and supremacy of a particular race of people, which is not a good decision. It's not a good reason to elect someone, of course. So it's just a really challenging time in the United States of America. So God, I believe, has led me to initiate, to inaugurate this new series for the Mark 827 Talks podcast, the News Talk series. So we're going to start out in the book of Romans. So today I'm going to introduce this series of episodes on godly government, and I'm going to read the text that we'll be looking at as we move through this series of episodes. And that should be it for today, or this episode. Godly government. In our next episode, we will talk about ordained authority. And then following that, we will talk about illegal resistance. The fourth episode will be legal fulfillment. And then the final and fifth episode will be woke exhortation. So let's take a look at Romans chapter 13, and please exercise patience because I think it is best that I read the entire chapter, because this series is going to be basically a study of the entire chapter. And so the Apostle Paul is writing here to believers in Rome, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. For it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due to them. Tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this, knowing the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we believe. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly, as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. That is the entirety of the 13th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 14. And that will be our text over the next 4 episodes of this series of talks on godly government. Thank you so much for being here. And if you have not already done so, please click on the follow or the subscribe button on the platform that you are currently listening to us on so that you will be reminded of each episode when it is published. And if you are so inclined to do so, also click on the support the Mark 827 Talks podcast and share a financial gift with us. For this is not a free endeavor. It is one that will continue because I am called to invest in this endeavor. However, any assistance that you can give toward the fulfillment of this calling will be greatly appreciated. Until we are here again for the next episode entitled Ordained Authority, please be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.